USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is promising tough action against anyone who tries to damage or topple a statue or monument.
We have a very specific Monuments Act, and we are looking at long-term jail sentences for these vandals and these hoodlums and these anarchists and agitators.
President Trump on his way to Yuma, Arizona, where he will tour the border wall, and also then heading to Phoenix, Arizona, for a campaign-style rally. Testifying before a Democratic-led House panel on the coronavirus, Dr. Anthony Fauci was asked if he or his colleagues have ever been asked to slow down testing.
I, as a member of the task force, and my colleagues on the task force, to my knowledge, I know for sure, but to my knowledge, none of us have ever been told to slow down on testing. That just is a fact.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters, because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Natural 30-Day 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20.
Another book critical of President Trump is hitting the shelves today. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes from Washington has the details.
Despite the administration's efforts to block the release of it, John Bolton's new memoir, The Room Where It Happened, is hitting the shelves today. Bolton's denying that he ever said he would vote for Democrat Joe Biden, though, over President Trump in November. The former NSA trying to clear things up in an ABC News interview that aired last night.
I'm not going to vote for him in November. Certainly not going to vote for Joe Biden either. I'm going to figure out a conservative Republican to write in.
A new bill will give a tax credit of $4,000 plus money for each child for travel within the United States. Republican Senator Martha McSally of Arizona introducing the bill, citing the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. McSally saying the tourism and hospitality industries were among the hardest hit sectors across the country, and their revival is critical to our economy. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Biden campaign is agreeing to three presidential debates, and USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more.
The Joe Biden campaign has officially committed its candidate to participating in no more than three previously scheduled presidential debates set up for the fall, preemptively denying any potential request from President Trump for more. Although formal invites by the Commission on Presidential Debates will be sent out after the nominating conventions this summer, the Biden campaign also made it clear their yet-to-be-announced vice presidential pick will also participate in their early October debate.
Boarding a plane during the coronavirus pandemic will be a sobering experience. A growing number of airlines, including American, Delta, United, and Southwest, have all banned alcohol sales in economy class. Paul Hartshore with the Association of Professional Flight Attendants tells NBC News he's very happy with this decision.
We support reducing customer touch points at this time. Of course, we also support better personal protective equipment to, stem the curve of the virus.
Many airlines also handing out goodie bags to passengers to avoid personal contact with passengers. NBC is pulling four blackface episodes of 30 Rock. Actress and co-creator of the show, Tina Fey, confirming the move and also apologizing for any pain that the episodes may have caused. ABC's Jimmy Kimmel also facing some backlash over a blackface skit he appeared in years ago. And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.